give her your statement, Excellency. May I now call on the State Secretary for Trade and Strategy of Denmark.
Thank you, Chair. Your Excellencies, Ministers, distinguished delegates. Allow me first of all to thank Madam Cabinet Secretary Amina Mohammed and the Government of Kenya for hosting this ministerial conference. Denmark welcomes that MC10 takes place in Africa. This underlines the importance of delivering results for the least developed countries on this continent and elsewhere. Trade has connected countries throughout history. For Denmark, trade has been an intrinsic part of the development of our society and of our state. Our commitment to global trade liberalization lies at the heart of our economic policy. We, the WTO members, should never forget that having common global rules and a predictable framework governing trade is in the interest of each and every one of us. Trade is the glue that binds countries together. And being bound together in a system guided by fairness, predictability, and a level playing field fosters a more stable and secure world. Trade is a key vehicle for development. This conference must deliver tangible and commercially meaningful results for the LDC members in terms of better market access, but LDCs should also be supported in their efforts to develop the necessary capacity to trade. In this respect, Denmark has committed new finance for the enhanced integrated framework. Additionally, at this conference, we hope to see results within the agricultural sector, results that point toward the future for the WTO. And time is right to start conversations on the future direction of the WTO. What issues should we deal with, and how should we do it? We believe that now is a need to cover new issues that are not included by the Doha agenda, but poses real challenges for today's global trade. We owe future generations that we pursue a robust and effective revitalized WTO that responds to current and future global trade challenges. That should be our common gift to the world at the WTO's 20th birthday. Thank you, Mr. Chair.